Andrea del Sarto by Robert Browning. Read for LibriVox.org by Algy Pug, Perth, Western Australia. But do not let us quarrel any more. No, my Lucrezia, bear with me for once. Sit down, and all shall happen as you wish. You turn your face, but does it bring your heart? I'll work then for your friend's friend, and never fear. Treat his own subject after his own way. Fix his own time, accept too his own price, and shut the money into this small hand, when next it takes mine. Will it? Tenderly? Oh, I'll content him, but to-morrow, love. I often am much wearier than you think, this evening more than usual, and it seems as if, forgive me, that should you let me sit here by the window with your hand in mine, and look half-hour forth on Fiesole, both of one mind, as married people use, quietly, quietly the evening through, I might get up to-morrow to my work cheerful and fresh as ever. Let us try. To-morrow, how you shall be glad for this. Your soft hand is a woman of itself, and mine the man's bared breast she curls inside. Don't count the time lost, neither. You must serve for each of the five pictures we require. It saves a model. So, keep looking so. My serpentining beauty rounds on rounds. How could you ever prick those perfect ears, even to put the pearl there? Oh, so sweet! My face, my moon, my everybody's moon, which everybody looks on and calls his, and, I suppose, is looked on by, in turn, while she looks. No one's. Very dear, no less. You smile. Why, there's my picture ready made. There's what we painters call our harmony. A common grayness silvers everything. All in the twilight, you and I alike, you at the point of your first pride in me. That's gone, you know. But I, at every point, my youth, my hope, my art, all being toned down to yonder sober, pleasant Fiesole. There's the bell clinking from the chapel top. That length of convent wall across the way holds the trees safer, huddled more inside. The last monk leaves the garden. Days decrease. And autumn grows, autumn in everything. Eh? The whole seems to fall into a shape, as if I saw alike my work and self, and all that I was born to be and do, a twilight piece. Love, we are in God's hand. How strange now looks the life he makes us lead. So free we seem, so fettered fast we are. I feel he laid the fetter. Let it lie. This chamber, for example, turn your head. All that's behind us. You don't understand, nor care to understand about my art, but you can hear at least when people speak. And that cartoon, the second from the door, it is the thing, love, so such things should be. Behold, Madonna! I am bold to say I can do with my pencil what I know, what I see, what at bottom of my heart I wish for, if I ever wish so deep. Do easily, too, when I say perfectly. I do not boast, perhaps. You are judge, who listened to the legate's talk last week, and just as much they used to say in France, at any rate, 'tis easy, all of it. No sketches first, no studies, that's long past. I do what many dream of all their lives. Dream, strive to do, and agonize to do, and fail in doing. I could count 20 such on twice your fingers, and not leave this town, who strive. You don't know how the others strive to paint a little thing like that you smeared, carelessly passing, with your robes afloat, yet do much less.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?